I start, thank you very much, Sandra, for inviting me to be here. And thank you to all the speakers that I heard so far. Well, the purpose for me being here today is to share my story. I learned so much from other people. So through my travel, I met a British man, and so I decided to move to London. And being a very adventurous person, it was a very exciting time, moved to a new city. I never wanted to live my life in Turin anyway, so good, great challenge. But before I knew, I found myself in this relationship that wasn't what I was expecting. And as for, it happens to many women, it just becomes easier to let it be and to let it go. And you lose your identity, and you lose yourself. And this happens because, ultimately, I understood this much later, you don't know what your values are. And you don't set your boundaries, and you look maybe at the surface, what you see, but you don't take the time to really go in and see what drives you, and as a consequence, understand if the person on the other side is driving you as well, rather than the other way around. Well, in my case, the other person on the other side that I chose, who became also my husband, was driving me, and I lost myself on the way. And this way was kind of painful. And ultimately ended up with divorce, which I'm sure some of you might have been through or know what ins and outs are. But what that moment, that situation made for me was that I find myself in so much pain, and so that paralyzed me. But it takes you down to a point where, as Malak said, you have to listen to the silence and stand still. And I wrote my pain, and by writing my pain, I found my power. And my power was realizing I had to stand, do nothing but just stand and recognize myself as a human being who is also happens to be a woman and also happens to have great ambitions, great projects. But I left them behind. By being in pain, you can start imagining what pleasure is, and then when you find pleasure again, you really appreciate it. And it fits you, and also you start hearing your heart. So, before I knew, 2 days after my second court hearing, I found myself signing up for this expedition to Antarctica. I learned many things on that trip because the unforeseeable. In this book happened. Called Antarctic Odyssey, A New Beginning, I actually squeezed the essence of myself. So more than an outer journey, a geographical journey, it's been an inner journey. When I am true to myself, courage replaces fear. Things can appear out of the blue at the right time. Reality is never as bad as I think. When I'm present, the difficulties created by my mind disappear. When I follow my inner voice, my life flows. My thoughts create my reality. I choose the right situation to push myself and grow. Listening to my body is always right and wise. Life is made by many moments, all equally important. All I need is inside me. I can't miss anything. Less is better, like quality is better than quantity. My heart is my best friend. With the right advice, at the right time. My mind is like a horse and needs to be ridden properly. Whenever I master my mind voice, I master my life. Living life to the fullest is my winning choice. Life is a dance involving myself and others. The higher my perspective on things, the more I understand. When I slow down, I gain in quality of life. My outer life reflects my inner life. When I am tired, I trust my unconscious to guide me. Whenever I choose to be new, I make my life easier. I am the result of my habits, therefore I choose them carefully. What I think of myself is what really matters in my life. I accept to be uncomfortable with the world at times, as I can't control it. Life is a journey of the heart. The mind is only a helper, and the soul is the adventurer. So here I was, going through this wonderful journey of a lifetime, and I came back to Brixton. And I reached another point when my heart wanted to be heard, and so knocked on the door of my soul in a very quiet moment. I realized that I call myself flying inspiration.
After I realized that,
an hour later, I was called by somebody I barely knew who just was happening to be in Italy to pick up a plane. And I was bound to go home for my birthday. And so we met. And so 2 days later, I made that decision that I wanted to learn to fly. I was flying in a plane. Why do I share this with you? Because if it happens to me, it can happen to anybody. And it's not easy, because when I realized that, I didn't have a very thick pocket with lots of money in it at all. For the following year, I had opportunity after opportunity to fly for free. Obviously, it was something that my soul was involved with it. And so don't be scared of dreaming big or having something that you might not have the money for, because if it's your thing, it will come your way. I came across a lady called Alexandra Pope, and she developed a body of work about the menstrual cycle. And because I went through a very challenging time years before, I was missing my cycle. And so I, having been in personal development for a long time, in alternative medicine and all the rest of it, I expressed a desire to please be enlightened and to be sent my way some kind of information that would really help me to go to the next level, to understand my body and know more about it, because I knew it was something important. I don't know how many women in this room have been initiated to anything about the feminine cycle. Anybody of you? Well, it seems nobody. And so I realized that I had two choices, either to grieve and feel deprived, or to do something about it. And so I decided that I wanted to do something active to spread the word, because I realized how much that information really changed my life in a practical, simple way. As women, we work in a different way. Our body drives us during the month through different energies. And if we don't know what goes on in our body, it's really difficult to master anything, because you're just feeling like kind of, sometimes there's something taking over you and you become another person, or there are things that come to you that you think, that you say, and they don't resonate with you. And if you don't know what is actually happening and how wondrous your body is, life can become a prison and it can be really difficult. Without mentioning that you can be in pain as well. So since 2010, I started doing workshop, person session with women to open them up to this new awareness that is not new. It's as old as the world, by the way. Nobody would be here today if it wasn't for a woman menstruating, right? But it's such a taboo subject for whatever reason. And I can tell you why it's possibly taboo. Anything that is taboo generally has got power. And there's a lot of power in that simple biological fact that you might think, oh, well, we just put up with it. It's not. It's the life force connects us, all of us, as women, to the life force that creates life, everything that is around us. And so, to go back to the next level, what was my next level? Well, I became aware of my vision. And I would like, with your permission, to share it with you today. And I would like you to listen and see if anything of my vision resonates with you. Why? Because like any vision, as powerful as we can be, we can't do it alone. And so my vision is to create the woman of the 21st century who is a woman who lives happily and empowered in her body, feels great in her skin, and knows her values, so knows her identity, knows what she wants, and how she wants to live her life. And to be able to do this, I know I will need the help of many women out there, and men as well. Because, by the way, it's not just something that concerns women, because any man deals with women every day. And if you're not aware of what goes on in a woman's body, it's very difficult sometimes to understand and to be a good partner, a good colleague, a good friend, a good son, a good father, etc., etc. The woman of the 21st century is the woman of the next generation. She is beautifully strong. She acts according to her soul purpose. And because of that, she is irresistibly magnetic and engages in empowering relationships with men and women. She gives birth every day to her reality. She pays attention to her feelings, and her feelings guide her to create what she wants. She does it through relationships that help her to discover more about herself. Relationships are her tool in the playground of life. Her feelings are her strength. They complement her intellect. They are a precious source of inner guidance. She is clear about her vision and purpose. Therefore, she is a beautiful inspiration. How does she do all this? She is in contact with her womb. She is aware of her cycle. She acts following its energetic flow. She elegantly flows in the river of life, guided by herself, her center, and this makes her a magnet, a beacon of inspiration rather than perspiration. Do you like the picture? Does it sound enticing? Does it make you feel good? I can smell the scent of this woman. Life for this woman tastes great. I hope that you want to join me and help me to make this a reality. It's a silent revolution, but it's very compelling. Thank you very much for this information.